The news. In touch with your world, I'm Dane Bison. Good morning. Grace Mugabe gets diplomatic immunity and nearly 500 die in Sierra Leone mudslide. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation has confirmed that Minister Maiti Nkuana Mashabane granted Zimbabwean First Lady Grace Mugabe diplomatic immunity. Mugabe is at the center of an assault claim in South Africa. Earlier on Sunday, various reports emerged that Mugabe had flown back to Zimbabwe that morning with her husband, President Robert Mugabe. This month, a case of assault was reported to police by model Gabriella Ingalls, who claims Grace Mugabe attacked her with an extension cord at a Sandton hotel on August 13th. On Friday, the police's Vision Idu told Network 24 that police had provisionally halted the investigation into the matter after a note verbal was received which indicated that the suspect in the case had applied for diplomatic immunity. Meanwhile, earlier on Sunday, AfriForum said it would approach the courts to contest the diplomatic immunity. The death toll from a devastating landslide and flooding that hit Sierra Leone earlier this week has risen to nearly 500. According to officials, more than 600 people remain missing on Sunday, with rescue officials warning that the chances of finding survivors are decreasing each day. The death toll earlier stood at 450. One of Africa's worst flooding-related disasters in years occurred when the side of Mount Sugarloaf collapsed on Monday after heavy rains, burying parts of Region Town on the outskirts of the capital, Freetown. 6 days after the mudslide, at least 10,000 people have already been forced from their homes. Three suspects are expected to appear in the Kimberley Magistrates Court on charges of business robbery after they allegedly stole a motorcycle. The suspects, aged 32, 33 and 42, allegedly stole the motorcycle worth 45,000 rand from a local motorcycle dealership on Saturday. Police spokesperson Dimokatsu Moy says jackets and helmets to the value of about 20,000 rand were also allegedly stolen.
Night, the owner of a motorcycle dealership had an alarm activation at his store. Upon investigating, he found the display window removed and a bike, reflector jacket and helmet were missing. He immediately notified the police and the police followed the trail of the suspect. All three of them were later arrested.
And the BBC reports that beloved entertainer Jerry Lewis, one of Hollywood's most successful comedians, has died aged 91. A family statement said he died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles on Sunday morning. Lewis's 10-year partnership with Dean Martin saw them star in more than 16 films and achieved huge box office success. He became the highest paid actor in Hollywood, chalking up hits such as The Bellboy, Cinderella, and the original The Nutty Professor. Your top story at this hour, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation has confirmed that Minister Maiti Nkuana Mashabane granted Zimbabwean First Lady Grace Mugabe diplomatic immunity. You can reach us by tweeting your lead with the hashtag OFMNews to @OFMNews9497.